Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, VASD's Public Information Officer, here with our host, Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity.
Hey Marcy, how you doing?
Well, I'm super excited about our guests for today. And we're joined today by Allie Peasley and Kelly Borelli. Allie is the school nurse at Glacier Edge Elementary, and Kelly is the school nurse at Sugar Creek Elementary. Together, they've launched a type 1 diabetes, or T1D, mentorship group that's already off to a strong start. We'll turn it over to Dr. Clarity, Allie, and Kelly to learn more.
Excellent. Thank you, Marcy. Thank you for the introduction, and welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're really excited to dig into just a really important topic here in the Roane Area School District, and that's the support that we receive from our dynamic medical staff here. And this day, we're going to talk about supporting our students with diabetes. So welcome to the show, Allie and Kelly. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Good. Doing good.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in today and giving us the gift of your time. You know, I think we're going to have a lot of audience members that are, got their ears perked up because diabetes is something that's arisen a lot in our society, and the numbers have continued to get higher and higher and impacting students at a younger level. So before we get into the details, we want to know the people behind the mics here and just be able to share your experiences that brought you to the Roane Area School District. I always tell our guests, you can go back to 3 years old if you want to, or you can go back to last Tuesday, whichever one makes makes sense for you. But tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what brought you to the Roane Area School District.
All right. Well, I'm Allie. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and I moved to Wisconsin 10 years ago now because I was doing travel nursing. I met my husband, and we had children, and now we're here forever. So my background in nursing, I was an orthopedic trauma nurse for about 12 years at UW before I transferred to more of a clinic role with pediatric orthopedics. It was kind of a natural transition as I became a mom. I wanted to have more of a traditional work schedule and have hours, and I just really loved being around kids, and so I knew that I wanted to be around children. And then going from peds orthopedics into school nursing is because I have a medically complex son. He has seizures, and he's also autistic, and I knew that I kind of always wanted to get into the school nursing. It'd be great to be in the same school where he is. Yep. That was always kind of the goal, and this year's the first year that happened.
Excellent.
And it's been amazing.
Awesome.
So, yes, I'm really, really excited to be in the school setting, and I am surprised at how much I really like it. I sometimes can miss a little bit of the hospital excitement, but these kids are so amazing.
Absolutely,
and like
they are.
They're so cool. Like, they're just amazing, and I'm blown away at like all the things that they do, and just like this next generation, I just see like a really awesome.
Guys, future's bright.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And Kelly, again, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And same question for you. Just kind of go back as far as you like, and what brought you here to the position that you now hold over at Sugar Creek.
Awesome. Thank you. If we want to go far back, I actually went to Sugar Creek Elementary.
That's
right.
Wow.
So I'm
Todd Bruner wasn't your principal, was he?
No. No. No, but I born and raised in Verona, graduated from Verona High School. So I've been here, and I'll be here. I started my nursing career at the UW Hospital ER.
Yeah.
I did the math today, 15 years. Oh. So 15 years ago. And then I worked in various roles in the Children's Hospital. I would say the most fun and exciting role was when I was a pediatric and neonatal transport nurse on the helicopter and ambulance, which was way fun.
Yeah.
But turns out life happens, and it's busy with my own kids, and so it's better to do nursing with your feet on the ground.
Absolutely.
I think. I had subbed in the district as a nurse before COVID. Back when there was not that many school nurses, and so they just needed a sub here and there, and so I was subbing a couple times, and then one random day I got a call from one of the school nurses, and she's like, hey, we're gonna have an opening, can you start next week? Oh, I applied, and I started next week.
Excellent.
So I've been at Sugar Creek in the Verona Area School District for, this is my fifth year.
Excellent. So you and I came on board at the same time.
Pretty much,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right in the middle of COVID. Why not?
Yep.
You're right in the middle.
Right. But I love being a school nurse. There's a lot of things about the ER that are in school nursing that are the same and a lot that's different. Yeah. But I think the best part about being a school nurse is being able to see them every day. And like, you're like, you can truly see and feel the difference that you're making in their lives. So that's the goal.
Excellent. That's powerful. And thank you for that. And so as we dig into our topic today, you know, one of the things that often gets confusing, and I'm glad I have two tremendous experts here to be able to address this question, is there's often confusion around the two different types of diabetes, type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. So if I could just lean on my experts here, and for our audience, help explain the differences between the two.
Yeah, so I think this is kind of a lot of people don't know. They just hear diabetes and think that they're the same. So I'm just going to give a little basic rundown of what they are. So type 1 is an autoimmune reaction where the pancreas actually stops making insulin. So usually that's diagnosed in children or young adults. It can be diagnosed later. It's much more rare to be diagnosed as an adult with type 1 diabetes. But type 2 diabetes is characterized by insulin resistance. So that means that your body and your pancreas is still making insulin. It just doesn't know how to use it properly.
Got it.
So you are still making insulin. Sometimes that can be controlled without actually having to take insulin. Usually people develop type 2 diabetes through lifestyle choices or genetics. But type 1 diabetes means that you completely, like, you have to have insulin on board. You have to be taking insulin via injections, or a lot of times you can have a pump, or, well, those are pretty much the only two ways that you can get insulin. So that's, you're either going to be connected to a pump, which you'll have to change every couple of days, or you will be giving yourself injections and shots every so often throughout the day.
Excellent. And as we know, I think as we've, you know better than I do in the medical field, there's a lot of great information out there. There's a lot of bad information out there. So if our listeners are really curious as to beyond what they just heard today, they want to dig in and understand what are some of the reliable resources that you rely on to really understand or just some of that. You don't have to worry about misconceptions. You're going to get facts.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. There is a lot of misinformation. I think one of the good resources is like the American Diabetes Association, or ADA. They have numerous, multiple resources. And then Breakthrough T1D.
Breakthrough
T1D.
Yep. All right. And we'll make sure we put those on at the end of the show, Marcy. Mm-hmm.
I would say those are the two biggest organizations that would be able to provide the best.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I'm going to stay in the topic. And what brought us here today is that the two of you, and I can't thank you enough, and I'm sure our children and parents thank you so much, created the Type 1 Diabetes Mentorship Group. And, you know, we got some media coverage on it the other day, but what struck me about the media coverage and being able to talk to students was just the passion and the sense of belonging that each of the students expressed in the words and in the video itself. So it really, we really wanted to expand on that because it was not just a powerful moment, but I think it just speaks to the care and the wraparound services that we provide to all of our students. So if you could kind of take us to where did the concept come from, and then, you know, how did it grow into this amazing group?
Yeah, I think if you know Kelly, like, she is passionate, she is driven, she's gonna make stuff happen. And I think that she came into the district kind of already had this in her brain a little bit. And I came in 2 years ago. We're both really passionate nurses. I think that has transferred into school nurse roles as well. We really care about our students and spend so much time with our students who are living with type 1 diabetes. I mean, I see my kids multiple times a day, and I'm checking in with them multiple times throughout the day. And then you see these kids through their whole elementary career, and so you get a lot of time with them, and you can kind of see how it affects them. And it's not fair that they have to sit out at sports. It's not fair they have to sit out at gym. And it's not fair when I go in and interrupt and be like, hey, take a drink. Like, you gotta get your blood sugar up. I've also seen how they like interact in the hall, and like they just like want to talk to each other and just like, oh my gosh, this kid's like me. He's got a pump like me. Hey, how's the glucose doing today? They ask each other that. And it's just like, we both recognize that they just really wanted to be around each other and see other kids who were like them. We both, like, we know that inclusion and representation like really matters.
Correct.
And I think that's just like been like the priority of like I've been in support groups where around other medically complex parents, and I see the power of being around people who are like you and the power of community. And these kids need that. You know, they crave that. They do have different needs than some of the other students. And it was just so cool to be able to get them in one place and see how, like, that it's normal to all of them. These alarming machines, these alarming devices, having to have the nurse check in on you and tell you to eat this snack. Like, this is all totally normal to them. And it also gave the younger students living with diabetes an opportunity to learn from their older peers and to see that how normal living with diabetes can be. And I thought that was just really cool to see the high schoolers with the elementary folks. It was awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. And I can just hear the passion coming out of you as you speak, what it does mean for our students. That's really, really heartwarming and very, very proud. It's why we have the best F in the state, right?
That's
here.
Right. Absolutely.
So Kelly, I'm going to come to you. You've had a gathering so far, but can you get into the logistics of how many students participated? Can you talk about some of the grade levels and then what does the group do?
Yeah. So we have had one group so far. Mm-hmm. We had about 18 students that were signed up to participate, and almost all of them showed up. Someone had to go home sick, so they weren't able to come, but they're coming to the next one.
Good.
Grade levels range from first grade all the way to 12th grade.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
The high schoolers were so great and so passionate about mentoring these younger students and did so well with them. All of them, from the first grader to the seniors, wanted more time together, more groups. What are we doing next? Can we help you plan, edit? I was like, yep, we'll do whatever we need to do. We're going to keep rolling.
How did it become a media highlight? It was like one of the most watched stories. Or is it Marcy's?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Honestly, I've had this idea for a couple years, and it started when I had two students gave a presentation to their class about it because it was noticeable, like Allie said, the beeping, the snacks, the nurse checking in. So I said, let's do this. Let's do a presentation in your class, and you guys can stand up there together. I'll be there to support you and help you answer questions. And after that, I was like, we need this because not every student has somebody in their building, in their grade, near them with it. And so my goal was to bring everybody together district-wide so that they could all have each other. So after that is when I decided we're doing this, and it was like, this is the year that we're doing this. Let's hit the ground running.
That is awesome. And if you can go ahead, you talked a little bit about, you know, what happened is in terms of the students. One of the things that really came to mind was helping them understand that it's not something you have to hide, you know, and making sure that it's visible. People, it's about teaching others about circumstances, not hiding the fact that you have a type 1 diabetes. So what else did our students gain from participating in the activity, as you think about everything that happened in that first session?
I think just like our mission throughout this process, we created a mission statement, and it's our mission is to empower Verona Area School District students living with type 1 diabetes from kindergarten through high school by fostering supportive community of mentorship, education, and advocacy. We strive to connect younger students with older peers who share similar experiences to build confidence, resilience, and a sense of belonging. Through guidance, encouragement, and shared knowledge, we aim to equip students with the tools they need to thrive academically, socially, emotionally, while managing the unique challenges of type 1 diabetes. And I think this does that. I think that we are developing such a sense of belonging for these kids who really did feel othered. I think we are creating a space that they feel really safe, a space where they can say, diabetes is hard. I don't like having it. I don't like some of the challenges that it does. And they can be like, yeah, me too. Like, I don't like it either. And then also they can grow with each other through that and support each other because they know what it's like. And I think that that's really, really awesome. I know Kelly and I are both trying to figure out how we can use the CISL scores, which is like everybody from third through 12th graders track how our students, their feeling of belonging and their sense of belonging, all of that. I think we can maybe gather that information throughout the year, I would be, or throughout the years, really, I would be curious to see the data behind some of these students as we continue to hold these groups, because I think there's so much to gain in different things through each grade level. Like, as you get older and go through the program, I think it's just going to be really cool to see how these kids come out of it and
absolutely
help each other. You know, these elementary kids will be, end up helping the other, like, new elementary kids. Absolutely. And it's just, it's amazing. It's really cool to see.
Oh, wow. I'm excited for it. And is there a chance that like a person like me can just come in and listen and learn?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Our next group is next week, March 4th.
Yeah.
And back to what we did in the group. We started with the mission statement and introductions. So everyone was able to introduce themselves, talk about when they were diagnosed. We did a couple icebreakers and some fun games. We did a feelings check-in, so kind of tapping into that mental health and that wellness part, which was, again, that's where they felt the most like, oh, they are going through that too. And everyone raising their hand when someone felt the same thing that they were feeling, which was really cool to see. The coolest part was after we kind of stepped back and let them kind of all connect, and the conversations that they were having about their type 1 diabetes was, I don't know, I'm going to get a tear in my eye thinking about it, but it was, again, super powerful. And
it was like the high schoolers with the first graders, like the seniors with the first graders. It was so cool. And they were just like, oh, when I was your age, I was doing this, or I was diagnosed when I was your age. And the high schoolers were awesome. They were so great.
Yeah, we have great students here.
Yes.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, there's... it's not a better place to lead than the Verona Area School District, and you get to see it every day in our buildings. So it's just some really amazing, amazing students. So if you don't mind, we're going to transition to our families. We know a lot of families listen to the show, especially when they see topics that are pertinent to their circumstances and even when they're not. So for our families listening, what should they know about successfully navigating school with type 1 diabetes, and how does this new mentorship group make that journey easier?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think that navigating type 1 diabetes in school can be tough, but with this mentorship group and with amazing staff at Verona Area at Verona Area School District and these students, I think that it's going to become easier and more normal for them to navigate school. We have a whole variety of topics arranged for all of next school year on each month has a different theme of educational topics, mental health topics. So I think it's going to get easier from here.
Excellent.
To navigate.
Excellent. Ellie, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think like we have a student who recently was diagnosed, and they'll be coming to the next meeting. And how amazing is it that they were just diagnosed, and this mom was just diagnosed with her child, and she's going to be able to come to this meeting and have a handful of other diabetic parents. Like, together, the parents of our group have created a group chat of VASD T1D moms, and they have a group chat where they talk to each other, where people who are newly diagnosed, they can have, 10 of the moms are in the group at least.
Yep.
And so they are able to just immediately come in and have these resources, this support, and this student is able to come in and have 20 other diabetic students just right here to talk to connect with, to not feel so alone as they transition into this new diagnosis, because it can be really scary and very overwhelming for the student and for the parent. And I think that's what's so cool to see, is that we've opened up this door for these new diagnoses to come in, and they have immediate support just like right off the bat.
Actually, one of our seniors wrote him a card already, and I got to see a picture of it today, and it
nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
His mom was so excited and is so excited to come to the group to feel all this support. She's like, the timing is impeccable.
Absolutely. That is absolutely amazing and definitely a blessing. So before I just close out to put any last thoughts that you may have that we may not have talked about into this space, Allie and Kelly, I just really want to thank you both for not just being here today, but the service and the love and the care that you bring to every single student in the Verona Area School District. We love public education because we have the opportunity to serve our students and give them that, that basic right of education. But also that means that we're meeting multiple needs beyond the classroom as well. And you're teaching as well. We call everyone in the Vernon Area School District educator for a reason, because you're providing education, you're providing service, and you're providing that thing that, you know, every family expects us for, which is to give genuine care for every child in our space. So I definitely want to thank you for my position as superintendent, but also on behalf of every community member that gets value from your services. So take a shout out to both of you. And please give a shout out to the rest of the team as well that support our students through health services. So with that, any closing thoughts before we wrap it up on our last few seconds here on In the Loop with the Sioux?
I don't want to let things pass with these two being too humble. Yeah. I know that you've had a lot of media attention, so I know the news was here. It was a feature on the front page of our Verona Press, and I know some others have reached out to you as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've had, honestly, we were kind of shocked that this kind of exploded like it did. We've had multiple other school nurses from other school districts. Who, why, where, like, how did you do this? We want to create this in our school district. We had the medical director of the like Peds Diabetes Clinic reach out to us the very next day. So we're meeting with her monthly.
Excellent.
And kind of forming a little like Dane County diabetes group. We have big plans for maybe like a spring of 2027, all T1D students in Dane County to meet up. Cross your fingers. Yeah. And then kind of through this process, we've recognized that the difference in familiarity and confidence and just across the board with school nurses in general. And I use it as an opportunity for education. And so we're coordinating and kind of planning with her and some other amazing staff at the Children's Hospital to form a school nurse education day. Excellent. In the
Dane
fall.
Nurses.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't think of two better representations of the national model of excellence, growth, and equity than these two amazing leaders that we have in front of us today. So thanks for lifting it up and quit being so humble. When you got the mic, use the mic when you have it.
All right. Well, and I'll join Dr. Clarity in thanking you both for being here today, making the time to do that, and helping us spread the word about just another one of the great things happening here in the Verona Area School District. And to our listeners, we thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.